Carte Blanche, a James Bond novel, by Jeffrey Deaver.
This book was first published by Little Brown. This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
To the man who taught us we could still believe in heroes, Ian Fleming. Author's note. This is a work of fiction. However, with a few exceptions, the organisations referred to are real. The world of intelligence, counterintelligence, and espionage is one of acronyms and shorthand. Since the alphabet soup of security agencies can be a bit daunting, I thought a glossary might prove helpful. It appears at the end of the book. What is needed is a new organisation to coordinate, inspire, control, and assist the nationals of the oppressed countries. We need absolute secrecy, a certain fanatical enthusiasm, willingness to work with people of different nationalities, and complete political reliability. The organisation should, in my view, be entirely independent of the War Office machinery. Hugh Dalton, Minister of Economic Warfare, describing the formation of Britain's Special Operations Executive, Espionage and Sabotage Group, at the outbreak of the Second World War. Sunday. The Red Danube. Chapter 1. His hand on the dead man throttle, the driver of the Serbian rail diesel felt the thrill he always did on this particular stretch of railway, heading north from Belgrade and approaching Novi Sad. This was the route of the famed Arlberg Orient Express.